This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. In London, a man has been detained on suspicion of terrorist offenses after a car he was driving hit pedestrians, crashing into security barriers outside Parliament building. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his country will boycott U.S. electronics following U.S. sanctions over the continued detention of an American Protestant minister. The country's currency has stabilized at near-record lows following central bank action to shore up the sinking lira. Investors expressing alarm over the country's policies and tensions with the U.S. Monday, Mr. Erdogan complained that while Turkey has been a strategic U.S. partner in Afghanistan and Somalia, Washington has stabbed it in the back. The two countries are at odds over the case of Andrew Brunson. Turkey's demand Washington hand over an exiled Muslim cleric following the failed 2016 coup, sanctions and tariffs. WH Ireland chief market strategist Mike Ingram said European banks have contributed to Turkey's indebtedness.
Turkey has been an avid consumer of loans. Again, I've mentioned that current account deficit. Well, a lot of that's been funded effectively by forex debt, particularly within corporates and Eurozone banks with extremely low funding costs and few growth opportunities elsewhere have only been too happy to oblige.
He said Turkey may have to turn to the International Monetary Fund.
It's probably going to get to the point where the IMF or something like the IMF is the only way that we're going to see stability in the Turkish economy.
The U.S. said it's monitoring the situation closely. Zimbabwe's President Mnangagwa Monday called for national unity to rebuild the economy and put the rancor of last month's election behind them.
We however condemn MDC alliance-inspired violence post our free and fair elections.
Post-election protests left at least six dead. The outcome is being challenged in court. This is VOA News. North and South Korea have agreed to hold their third summit next month in Pyongyang. No date announced, no details yet on an agenda. Foundation for the Defense of Democracies analyst Harry Kaziana said it appears to be a way for South Korea to kickstart the effort to get the North to denuclearize.
It's very clear that Washington and Pyongyang are basically on two very opposite ends of the spectrum. And I think what South Korea is trying to do here is trying to bridge the gap. And I don't know if that's going to happen, but we're going to find out pretty soon.
Two Koreas have also discussed a peace declaration to officially end the Korean War, as well as joint economic projects. Tunisia's president has proposed giving women equal inheritance rights. Currently, male heirs receive double the assets of females. The issue has sparked protests for and against any change to Islamic law. In Yemen, thousands of mourners buried dozens of children killed in an airstrike last week on a bus. According to the International Red Cross, at least 40 children have been killed as the bus drove through the Houthi rebel-held town of Dayan. This mourner, Mohammed Galham, condemned what he called the crimes committed by the Saudi-led coalition, and they will not be forgiven by history or humanity. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke and his Agriculture Department counterpart Sonny Perdue visited devastated parts of California Monday, where several wildfires are still not contained. At least nine people have been killed, thousands of homes destroyed, many made homeless. Forecasters warned of hotter temperatures, continued dry conditions, and gusty winds later this week. President Donald Trump Monday signed into law a $716 billion defense bill that, among other things, will begin the process of developing a space force to counter rivals such as China.
Our foreign competitors and adversaries have already begun weaponizing space. They want to jam transmissions, which threaten our battlefield operations and so many other things. We will be so far ahead of them in a very short period of time, your head will spin.
The measure authorizes, among other things, new recruits for the Army, the purchase of new weapons systems, pay increases for military service personnel, as well as housing construction for military personnel and their dependents. Germany said its economy expanded a half of 1% in the second quarter, following increased private and government spending, as well as more investment in equipment and construction activity. The humanitarian ship Aquarius is still seeking safe harbor for more than 140 migrants rescued off the Libyan coast. Both Malta and Italy have refused permission for the vessel to dock. The European Commission is seeking to try to resolve the matter among EU member states. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.